Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Day number 284.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we'll get back to the issue of what happened earlier today with Beto Bozo O'Rourke and the governor of Texas and the attorney general of Texas, you know, openly trying to politicize things. Hell yeah, I'm coming for your AK-47s. We'll get back into all of this. We've not spoken a lot about COVID recently, but I know just anecdotally, it is pretty much everywhere because I'm getting calls like I have gotten periodically whenever a new wave hits. I've gotten to the point where I will never listen to Fauci or believe a word he ever says, or Walensky, or the NIH, or the CDC, or any politician for that matter that tells me something that eventually turns out to be false. The narrative was, if you get the vaccine, you'll never get COVID. People with the vaccine and a booster and a second booster and a previous infection are getting COVID for a second time. I even know people now that have gotten it a third time, which, you know, is pretty mind-blowing. And there's never been the real focus on therapeutics. We have spent and devoted a lot of time on this program about therapeutics and even mentioning, you know, potential therapeutics sends the left into a tailspin. Meanwhile, we're in the midst of a pandemic and over a million Americans have died. And you can't even have a discussion. What do you think about this? What do you think about this? Two guys that have been on the front lines of all of this from the very beginning, Dr. Brian Tyson, he's now a candidate for Congress in California's 25th district, and Dr. George Fareed. They both have co-authored the book Overcoming the COVID Darkness, how two doctors successfully treated 7,000 patients. And we also want to discuss with them the WHO, and they have recently announced plans for a, quote, international pandemic treaty tied to a digital passport, a digital ID system, and meeting in December of 2021 in a special session for the second time, only from the second time of their founding in 1948. The WHO adopted a single decision entitled The World Work Together. We know for a fact that they were nothing but propaganda mouthpieces for the communist Chinese in the beginnings and middles and all throughout this pandemic. And they never held China accountable for their actions as it relates to the Wuhan virology lab and the origins of the coronavirus. Anyway, Dr. Tyson, welcome back. Dr. Fareed, welcome back. Thank you both for being with us. You know, I think, Dr. Tyson, one of the main things here that we're missing is, you know, all of these people that we thought were the experts, that told us that they were the experts, they weren't the people on the ground treating real patients with real COVID and coming up with real solutions. They were just, you know, shooting their mouths off, maybe after reading a paper or two here or there.
Yeah, I mean, you're 100% right, Sean. And, you know, I equilibrate this to, you know, everybody knows the airline industry. And, you know, pilots fly the planes. And, you know, do you want the pilots flying the planes, or do you want people who are non-pilots telling the pilots how to fly the plane? You know, it's just the absurdity of all of these non-practicing physicians and scientists that sit behind desks. You know, one of the biggest public health failures we've seen in our history just took place. The WHO was a big part of that. And they're still listening to people like Bill Gates, who only has, you know, a GED and dropped out of undergrad. But yet he's supposedly the leading expert in vaccines and pandemic response. It makes no sense to me. You know, we've seen that early therapeutics work. We continue to use early therapeutics, and they continue to work. And, you know, the sad thing is, you know, the left and the people in charge continue to just disregard what we're doing.
You know, it's true. And Dr. Farid, great to have you back as well. And
Thank you.
You guys were on top of this early. In the end, I think you've been vindicated. You've been proven right. You know, and even Dr. Oz, I thought, had a really good phrase. You go to war with the army you have, not the one you wish you have. But therapeutics have now changed dramatically. We now have variant-specific monoclonal antibodies. For example, sotrovimab was for Omicron 1.0 or BA1, and now we have the Eli Lilly version of monoclonal antibodies for Omicron 2. We also now have the antivirals, what is it called, Paxlovid or something to that extent. And I've only heard good things about it from people that I know that have taken it and doctors that I've interviewed. There's not one that was against it. Are you guys using that as now part of your new protocol, Dr. Farid?
Yes, absolutely. Paxlovid is now available to be prescribed and is effective. The original agents, repurposed medications, which we succeeded with and continue to succeed with, are still very effective. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, fluvoxamine, in a multi-drug treatment regimen. And it's so important to treat early. And the monoclonal antibody, the BEB monoclonal antibody you're referring to, is a variant active agent. A very interesting studies come out of Scotland of patients that were hospitalized who didn't get early treatment. And 12% or more have serious multisystem disease, heart disease, myocarditis, and liver and kidney disease, and brain disease, actually. So that not having treated them during the major time of the pandemic was a horrible mistake. And the people that blocked early treatment need to be held accountable. These people that struggled through with COVID-19 not having early treatment are now found to have premature death and marked disability that is very difficult to overcome. I want to thank you, Sean, for Fox and you for supporting the right approaches throughout the pandemic, trying to get the information out. We had so much trouble with our efforts to communicate on a large, wide scale.
Oh, by the way, Dr. Farid, I'd get the crap kicked out of me regularly just because I would put doctors like yourself on. Where did you go to medical school again? I forget.
Harvard University.
Harvard Medical School, yeah. I'd bring on a Harvard medically trained medical doctor in the field treating real patients, not anecdotally, the people with real disease, and you were getting results that other people were not getting. And I felt I tried to be very responsible. I'm not a doctor. You guys are doctors. And I would listen to both of you. And then studies came out, for example, on hydroxychloroquine in particular, that taken early, it mitigates symptoms. And all of a sudden, we had very early on, President Trump, in the lead up to the 2020 election, got a monoclonal antibody infusion that worked. And yet, nobody knew about it for the longest time. And Linda one day got on top of me and started screaming, why do you keep saying, contact your doctor, ask them about monoclonal antibodies? I said, because people, I guarantee you, don't you have different people listening at different times. So we did an experiment, and I went through all the callers that were on the line, and I asked everybody, what is my advice if you get a positive COVID test? And not one of them, even though I had been saying it for months, got the answer correct, which is contact your doctor, ask your doctor informed questions about therapeutics like monoclonal antibodies, the antivirals, and the other treatments that you guys have both implemented all throughout the pandemic when we didn't have these newer therapeutics. And it's frustrating to me, Dr. Tyson, because I think probably more than anyone else in the country on air, I've mentioned monoclonal antibodies, therapeutics, and ways of dealing with this early and how important it is to contact your doctor early.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, we've been, you know, preaching from the rooftops is, you know, you can look at all four pillars of a pandemic response, but continuously that gets ignored is the early treatment option. You know, monoclonal antibodies. Look what DeSantis did with Joe Lodapo out in Florida. Early test and treatment centers modeled after our urgent care, where we are an early test and treatment center. The follow-up, we know that it's an inflammatory condition, so treating with anti-inflammatories work. We know it causes blood clots, so using anticoagulants work. Where's been all of that discussion? And it's continued to still be suppressed. Even though we have newer therapeutics, even though we have newer monoclonal antibodies.
Although the worst part is the federal government got involved, Dr. Tyson, and they took all of the supply, and then they were started rationing it out where, for example, Governor DeSantis had Regeneron centers at the time. That was the monoclonal antibody of choice at that moment, I believe, for the Delta variant. And you know what, the Delta was the first variant that we had breakthrough cases, meaning fully vaccinated people were getting infected. Now we have fully vaccinated people, booster, previous infection, getting him again. And they'd shut him down, and he had to go out and find his own monoclonal antibodies. And by the way, everybody in Florida got it for free. You didn't have to pay for it. You got it for free.
Yeah, and it just goes to show that the federal government and these agencies have no idea how to treat in a pandemic. They're not physicians. They're not clinicians. You know, look what's going on in the WHO. They just reelected the only non-doctor who's part of the WHO, who can't even get support from his own country of Ethiopia. It's just insanity to keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results, using people who don't know what they're doing to try to guide those of us who actually do know what we're doing.
The only one thing I find some hope in, Dr. Farid, is the second wave of Omicron, in which we are in the middle of. Most people I know do very well. If you don't have a comorbidity, pre-existing condition, if you're not older, almost everybody without exception that I know gets it has done very well. But more people than ever before are getting monoclonals. They are getting the Paxlovid. They are, you know, they're taking the early treatment at regimens that you guys have recommended. People now seem to be up to speed that these, you know, the vaccinations and the boosters aren't working.
Absolutely. The lineage is the Omicron lineage, which is a variant that is not aggressive like the earlier variants, and it doesn't lead to deterioration, but it can. So one still has to be on the guard and treat early, protect the vulnerable people, high-risk people, avoid hospitalization. And children have no problem with these variants that you're referring to, Sean, that fortunately they are minor colds for most children. They don't need to be vaccinated. They shouldn't be taking on the risk of the side effects of the gene therapy vaccines that express a spike protein in the individual that is inoculated. However, and that's a toxic substance, the spike protein of COVID-19.
Well, and Robert Malone, who created the technology that allowed for the creation of the mRNA virus, said, no, older people should take the vaccine. And he had a more stringent criteria, and he wasn't right. Pushing for, you know, kids 5 and older to get it, and now kids under 5 are getting it. And nobody wants to hear from the guy that did this. Let me ask you both this question. I am now hearing about people getting COVID for the third time. I know plenty of people that have gotten it twice. Are you seeing people that have now gotten COVID for a third time, Dr. Tyson?
I'm currently not. And I think that there's some false positivity going on with some of those maybe positive tests and not actually being confirmed. I'm not seeing anyone with a third infection. I will say that the booster does seem to be causing some immunosuppressive action in especially the elderly. So we might be seeing reactivation of a Omicron variant, just like we're seeing with some of the Paxlovid treatments. As that wears off, you get a second, quote, resurgence of the infection at that point. And that might be the cause of the, quote, third infection.
It's interesting you say that. I know people that 10 days after getting a booster or 15 days or 21 days or even longer, then they get COVID again. I mean, or get it for the first time. It's fascinating to me. I'm like, well, didn't you just get a booster? And
yeah, it's having a negative efficacy at this point. And it's being reported in, you know, believe it or not, in some of the mainstream media. I think even CNN wrote a story on the immunosuppressivity that they're seeing. And that's, I think, one of the big concerns with, you know, what we're seeing with monkeypox and some of these other things.
I'll tell you what. Can you guys stay another 5 minutes? We'll spend another 5 minutes with Dr. Brian Tyson, Dr. George Fareed. By the way, we have a link to their book. It's also on Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. Overcoming the COVID Darkness, How Two Doctors Successfully Treated Over 7,000 Patients. Anyway, quick break. Right back. We'll ask about monkeypox on the other side, and we'll get to your call straight ahead.
Hey, everybody. Your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, BYRNA. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. But you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Final moments with Dr. George Fareed. He, along with Dr. Brian Tyson, wrote the best-selling book, Overcoming the COVID Darkness, How Two Doctors Successfully Treated 7,000 Patients. Considering now we're in the middle of another wave, this might be something you want to get your hands on to realize, you know, there are other options than whatever dopey position Dr. Flip-Flop Fauci is taking on any given day. And by the way, Dr. Tyson is running for California's 25th congressional district. We wish you well with that. I'm not sure why you would leave a noble profession and go into such a dark profession like politics, but I wish you luck, and you know we'll offer any support you need.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate it. You know, I mean, but we have to take our country back, and that's unfortunately what's the big driving force right now.
Yeah, it really is. All right, so I wanted to ask you both quickly about monkeypox. Dr. Fareed, something Americans should be worried about?
It really isn't, Sean. It's not at all like the highly mutable COVID or coronavirus pandemic that we've been fighting against. It's a member of the pox family of viruses, like smallpox. It's transmitted by close contact with a symptomatic individual actually being transmitting it. It's not. It can be readily managed by standard public health measures and containment. There are antivirals for it also. The only worry that I would have for it is if it had been genetically, if there is a variant that's been genetically engineered, like we've had to deal with.
Like a gain of function you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And there have been gain of function studies being supported by the NIAID, actually, both in Wuhan and in the United States with monkeypox. But I don't think that's happened as yet, and that would be an issue that would be of concern. But as it is, it's overstated at this time, and people should not be frightened by another pandemic from a...
I think coming out of this pandemic, people are nervous about everything. Nobody wants to go back to where we were. Dr. Tyson, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with Dr. Fareed, and I would also say that we're seeing some even cross immunity with those who've already had the smallpox vaccine in the elderly. So there is some protective effect from that smallpox vaccine that was given out, you know, before. So I think we're going to be in good shape with this. I think it's just another reason the government was able to spend $120 million on 13 million doses of the vaccine that I don't think we're going to need.
All right. Thank you both. The book is called Overcoming the COVID Darkness, How Two Doctors Successfully Treated 7,000 Patients. Dr. George Fareed and Dr. Brian Tyson, who's also, if you're out in California, running for Congress in the 25th District. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you very much, Sean.
Thanks for having us.
Stay well. Thank you.
All right. 800-941-SEAN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. Kim in Texas, how are you, Kim? Glad you called.
How am I? I'm not well.
Well, I'm sure. Listen, like the rest of the country, I mean, everybody's mourning. You think of 19 children, you think of their families, you think of these two teachers, their families, and you think of, you know, the evil that is behind this. And then this, you know, political stunt by this idiot Beto Bozo O'Rourke. He is a bozo. Yes. Politicizing this within seconds. It's repulsive, but predictable, unfortunately.
Before the graves are dug.
Yep.
I have a friend that is close to a family that lost a child. And you have no words. There are no words. But my point, after 9/11, it did not take long for our country to figure out that our airports were a soft target. It was very expensive and it was very inconvenient, but we quickly figured out a way to prevent our airports from being a soft target. I am struggling to understand.
By the way, I need to add a point. While we're doing all of that and taking off our shoes and going through security and waiting on long lines,
We have open borders where we know for a fact that people with terror ties have made it to the border and crossed the border, and we've caught a number of them, but we don't know how many we didn't catch.
Point taken. We did not ban box cutters. We did not ban planes. Any law enforcing more gun control will be worth its weight in paper. We have good laws. We need to, you know, make sure they're following up on those. My family is an FFL dealer, and we take those laws to heart and follow them to a T. And you have the right as a dealer to turn someone away, and we have. And it's not about just the almighty dollar. There has to be a way. It cannot matter how much it costs. It cannot matter how inconvenient it makes it. There has to be a way. There has to be a way. As I was hugging my grandson this morning and saying, I love you, have a good day, it was hard not to cry. The shortest verse in the Bible is Jesus wept. And I do believe that Jesus is crying today. And if we don't change things, we will all be crying again and again and again and again. And it does not start with guns. It does start with there has to be another way.
You speak with such passion and a heart and a soul. I don't want to interrupt you. I'm just saying America feels this way. What I say to the intellectually lazy people out there that race to politicize an event, having no facts, no knowledge, no background at all, and just advancing an agenda, and all the deaths we see every weekend in every big city and every blue state, you know, we're talking about cities and towns and states run by Democrats for decades. You never hear the names of those people killed every weekend, shot every weekend. I've been scrolling those names for years. Maybe I'm getting a little numb to it. You know, it hits particularly hard whenever it's a child. But there are a lot of children dying in these cities and these shootings in Chicago, for example, and in New York, for example. And what really frustrates me is that we do have the ability to protect people. And I have said this before. I'm sure I'll probably be ignored again. But I believe that every school needs the exact same protection that we provide our politicians and we provide our, quote, stars, Hollywood stars, athletic stars. And it's called security. And that means we must invest in security for our schools. That would be one way in, one way out, and have a number of people strategically placed, retired military, retired policemen and women, to protect the children. They're there. They're on the ground. There are measures we can take to stop this. It's not something. It is something that would be preventable short of the, oh, we've got to disarm everybody. And for those of you out there that buy into this silliness, I ask you a very simple question. What are you going to do when somebody breaks into your home in the dark of night and wants to harm you and your children and your family? Because I know what I'm going to do. I'm prepared for any case scenario in life. Because if you don't have the ability to defend yourself, you will die, or, you know, or whatever they're going to do to you, they will do. And I don't care how great the response time of your local police department may be, it's not going to be fast enough to prevent from which is going to happen. And it's, you know, the idea that criminals somehow will obey a law that says you can't have a gun. Well, in New York City, they have that law already. And so many people that don't have a license like I do are carrying guns. It's beyond frustrating. It's intellectually lazy. You know, and as you said, before these kids have even had their funerals, for crying out aloud, before their graves have been dug and already we're immediately raced to politics. But you've captured how America feels. We love our children. If we really love our children, do they not deserve the protection that our politicians get? Let's make it that simple. To me, they do.
I absolutely agree with every word you just said. And if I might add, the first thing you see on social media is ban assault weapons. My immediate response is define an assault weapon. We cannot even agree.
They don't even know what they're talking about. They have no idea what an assault weapon is. And frankly, based on, like, for example, I have AR-15s, but they have to be compliant to New York state laws. It's the same exact gun with, frankly, cosmetic differences that you would buy in, say, your state of Texas or in Florida. And it could be easily altered to be exactly like the one I could buy in your state or in Florida or most other states. So it's an absolute nonsense on their part. Ultimately, you know, you're going to ban this weapon, and then the next shooting is going to take place with another weapon. Then we're going to ban that one. Ultimately, they do not want Americans to have the ability to defend themselves. But it is in the DNA of the American people. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's very simple language. And Americans, and me included, I am not giving up that right. That is my right to have the ability to protect myself and my family. And I will protect myself and my family. That's my job.
Thank you for your
voice. Hang in there, Kim.
Thank you for allowing me to speak today.
Our thoughts and prayers are with you. And these are not empty thoughts and prayers. These are important thoughts and prayers. I don't think as a parent, I think if this ever happened to me, I don't think I'd ever recover. I'd never be the same person again. And I've met people that have lost children, and I ask them, how do you do it? And they're like, they'll tell you that they will never be the same. But they just plow through every day. All right, quick break. Welcome back. More phone calls coming up. 800-941-SHAWN on number as we continue.
On the stories that matter most to you. Sean Hannity's on right now.
Excuse me.
Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Sit down.
The next shooting is right now, and you're doing nothing.
No, you need to get his ass out of here. This isn't the place to talk to us over.
This is totally predictable when you...
Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you're out of line. Please leave this auditorium.
Sir, you're next.
I can't believe you're a sick son of a bitch that would come to a deal like this to make a political issue.
All right, back to our busy phones. Big time, AJ from Houston, Texas. What's going on, big time? Glad you called.
Yeah, big time Sean Hannity. My big time is really sour today because of these idiots out here. You telling us our thoughts and prayers goes out to the families and everybody there, and you telling them, Sean, we protected the world, and we can't protect our children? Are these Democrats that stupid, or are they just doing this on purpose? Which is it, Sean?
Well, you explain to me, how come they never talk about all the kids killed in Chicago on any given weekend? Why don't they ever mention those names?
No, black on black. Say it like it is, Sean. It's black on black crime in Chicago.
It's not about race. There's violence in all these big cities. It happens every weekend and not a peep out of them. And since 2009, big time, you know this is a fact. I've been scrolling the names of people you never heard of before, shot and killed in Chicago, and nobody lifts a finger, and nobody gets all ratcheted up like Joe Biden did immediately after the shooting yesterday. They never do it.
Well, he was sick and mad because Camilla beat him to the punch, and that idiot, I'm sorry, what leaders? We don't have no leaders right now, Sean. We don't have no leaders. The only leaders we got is the conservatives that's calling these no good dirty rats out. This is a shame what we watching. Sean, I'm going to tell it. It's treason what Joe Biden and them doing to our country and the world. This man ain't got no business up there, and everybody know it. But the media, they so sorry. Only a few like you and Pags and Motown, y'all the only ones, and Newsmax calling them out. Everybody. But these idiots on CBS, ABC, and all them. They just let this man get a pass. Let that had have been Donald Trump when this had to happen. Oh, what, we couldn't even turn our computers on without seeing it. They still trying to bash him. Now they trying to go after Elon Musk. I mean, the Democrats are dirty. They dirty politics.
Look at what we learned this week about Hillary. Hillary personally signed off on and approved the big Russia conspiracy lie. They manufactured it all, and the upper brass of the FBI went along with all of these lies. It is repulsive. Big time. Listen, hang in there. 800-941-SHAWN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.